right? I'm just showing you how you will navigate 2025. 1 Peter 3. I want you to see this thing there. 1 Peter 3. 1 Peter 3. If there's anything you're going to pick up from the service today, it's going to be act like so and talk like so. How many people want to have a good year? I just, you know, like much more you realize that God is into people that are willing. If you're not willing, God can force you. God deals with willing people. Look at 1 Peter 3 verse 10. Now you need to understand the context of 1 Peter. It was written to a people going through a very tough time. People that have run away from where they were because of persecution. They ran to another place where they did not like them. They were seen as strangers. And things were tough for these people. Very tough. They were going through a lot of persecution. And Paul, in the midst of it, to say, do you know that you can have a good year? Right? If you check the prognosis, before, when I give prophecies about the year to come, about things that we see, it used to be, oh yeah, we know what to come. This will happen. But God started to change. Why are you trying to prove to you that you know what's going to come? Rather, why don't you train the people so that the things that are coming will not affect them? Praise God. So it's good that we could say COVID is coming. But what should we have done then? Help people see that by the Spirit of God, your body can be energized, quickened in such a way that sickness has no hold there. Are you getting what I'm saying? Amen? That's the way, that's the better way to deal with prophecies, and that's what I'm doing. Right? Look at 1 Peter 3 verse 10. Almost done. And that's why I asked you, do you want to have a 2025 that is better, a good year? You will have thought that it's not possible. God says, no, it actually is. It actually is. Right? Let me read it in context so that we enjoy it, so that we can close here. In case they asked you, what did you learn in church? You will not say, I was just running around with Sister Tammy and rejoicing. They might not understand it. So let us give you something to write down. But I'm saying the same thing we closed in the next 7 to 10 minutes. Look at verse 8. Be ye all of one mind. Have compassion one to another. Love as brethren. Someone say love as brethren. Yeah, love as brethren. Right? The love walk is the power of God in manifestation through man. I'll say it again. The love walk is the power of God in manifestation through you. Love as brethren, for you are brethren. Love as brethren is there. Love as brethren. Tell me about love as brethren. Look at the words again. Verse 8. Be ye all of how many minds? One mind. Where there is one mindedness, there is power and there is progress. It says, be of one mind. Having compassion. Someone say, having compassion. You know, I'm about to tell you how to have a good year. How many of you can remember what I told you last year about how to have a good year in 2024? The instructions he used to quote it January, February, March. After like April, he stopped. Amen. Right? Okay. The decisions you make, the instructions you... Dickens Ali was really good with those things. He just left us in May. We didn't hear it again. But amen. Now, you're hearing something else now. Right? Look at it again. He says, having compassion. One toward another. Amen. Church, amen. Compassion is not just a feeling, it's also an action. Jesus had compassion on the sick, and did he say God will help you? He healed them. So when he says having compassion, we hear about what the other is going through, and we initiate action for remedy. Amen. That is compassion. Right? He saw a woman that was bowed down and she could not lift up herself. He had compassion on her. Woman, that was true. He saw a woman coming out of the city of Nain with the coffin of her son. They are going to bury this one. Jesus looked at the woman crying and had compassion on her and stopped the bier holder and said, stop. Compassion is one of the secrets to the healing I'll say it again. Compassion is one of the secrets to the healing anointing and the love of a believer practically, wherewith the issues that affect men touch you. Praise God. Church, praise God. Amen. And compassion is intentional. You yield to it. The Bible says we yield to the bowels of compassion. Amen. Love us, brethren, be pitiful, be courteous. This is just telling you to think of all the people. So he's about to tell them about having a good year. In the midst of persecution, you will have to think about yourself. Know the word of God for yourself. Know the word of faith for yourself. He says, be pitiful, be courteous, be compassionate. Look at verse 9. Not rendering, are you hearing me? Not rendering what? Evil for evil. The new man in Christ, not doing what? Rendering what? Evil. Are you still in church? Now, these things will practically play out in 2025 for you. Wherewith there will be, what do you call that thing? There will be things that will happen that you will, it will be logical to render evil to the other person. Praise the Lord. Church, praise the Lord. You know, listen. Let me stop a little. You know I'm telling you now, I'm not doing, the Lord is. I'm telling you so that you can know, so that it's not dramatic. All right? Not rendering evil for evil. Or railing for railing. He's talking to you. Say, don't be found in this company. But country-wise, what is there? I want you to see for yourself. Country-wise, what will you be doing in the year 2025? It says country-wise, what will you be doing? What will you be doing? Read it in your Bible. What will you be doing? Blessing. So you are going to be a channel of what? Blessing. Evil to evil. It says no. But otherwise, that's the old, otherwise, it should be blessing. Why are you blessing even though people are doing evil to you? It is there. Knowing, so there is a knowledge that is backing your action. Knowing that you are therefore also called, that you should inherit a blessing. So it says, because you know that you are from the family of blessing, all you can give is what? Blessing. Amen. Church, so when you are dishing out evil for evil, you are an impostor. Evil is not in your lineage. Evil is not in your kingdom. What do you dish out as a believer? Blessing. Amen. Why? Because you have been called into an inheritance of blessing. Amen. So you try it out in 2025. Like in 2025, you use your mouth a lot. Right? You go forth, you bless the brethren. You go forth, you bless your sister. You go forth, you bless your brothers. You go forth, you bless. So God wants to bless. How do we know God wants to bless? He says, Temi should not do evil, but Temi should bless. So Temi becomes the channel through which God's blessing is seen. Because if God will move on the earth, he will move through men. Amen. 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 Not rendering evil for evil. Not your kingdom. Or railing. Causes for railing. Meaning that we don't do tit for tat. Even though people do things to us, we are still channels of blessing. You are from the country of blessing. The currency you have is blessing. You cannot not bless. When you curse, you are doing something that is not of your nature. When you do evil, though they did evil to you, the person that did evil to you that is not born again is right. Because that's his nature. You will be wrong when you do evil. Because you are in another kingdom. Amen. So husbands will bless their wives. Wives will bless their husbands. Wives and husbands will bless their children. You bless your friends. You bless. You bless. You bless. You bless. Because you're in the kingdom of blessing. When Melchizedek saw Abraham, what did he do? Bless. When God met with Abraham, what did he do? Ephesians 1 verse 3,
blessed. The God who has blessed us.
So when you are blessing, where did you learn it from?
From God.
Why? You're a priest of blessing. PB. A priest of blessing. Wherever you go, you bless. I entered into a village many years ago. I told you before, they said the water is cursed. The men in that village are cursed. I said, we have come with the blessing. Myself and Papa Kola, we stood by the river and we said, from today, this water, blessed. All the men in that nation, in that community, blessed. That cursed away. Why? We are ministers of blessing, priests of blessing. God is now saying, it's not just Pastor Dyer. You go into 2025 as a PB, a priest of blessing. Many miracles and many things will turn because you choose to bless. Amen. When people are talking about the country in a funny way, you stand and you bless. Amen. Let's conclude now. The one that you're wanting to be hearing, you wanted to hear since. Verse 10. For he that would love life and see good days. So good days, you will have thought it's up to God. You will have thought it's up to God. You will have said, okay, I'm waiting for God to make today good. God said, no. If you would love life and see good days. Ah, yeah, he said it. This, did you see it there? This is not me trying to preach you happy. It is, it's there. Let him do what? Refrain his tongue from evil. So remember, not giving evil for evil, blood, blessing. So the man that wants to see good days, who should fulfill his ministry of blessing. Did I miss you or do you get it? Did you get it? It tells you that not railing for railing or evil for evil, but blessing, because you have come to the blessing. He said it's not just that. If you want to see good days, you will refrain your lips from the proclivity to speak evil. Because you know who you are. He says that's the only way you will see good days in 2025. Because God has said you're a priest. He that would love life and see good days. He would refrain. Meaning that you will refrain your mouth a lot from the things that you see. Because a lot of the time the things that you see, it doesn't correspond to the things that is supposed to be true. Are you getting what I'm saying? Don't say you were not told. You were told. Meaning that you, if you were like me, you will be proactive and you start to speak about 20. I always like to do things before they come. That's why we will pray before we enter 2025. Because the Bible says in Psalm 32 verse 6, it says this is how the godly will pray. They will pray in the day that I can be found. So that in the days when the flood comes, it will not come near them. I always tell people, I'm done. I'm ready for 2025. I've sorted it out January to December. Praise God. Why? You need to understand that the spirit realm, Dickinson, do you have a battery there? A battery. The spirit realm, when we pray, is like battery. We are storing up power, storing it up. So when we come and we prophesy, it's like we are taking that battery and putting it into a wall clock. The clock starts to work. That's what we do. So we are stored up. So when any emergency comes, I say, it stops. It must stop. Why? We stored the energy up. Prayer is storing up spiritual energy for manifestation on the earth. So when we speak forth words, it happens. Why? We are not speaking empty words. We are speaking what? You can give me the battery. Amen. Praise God. You know, just, we're almost done. Good. Look at it. This battery can power stuff. But if you do not put it into the thing, it will not power it. But the point is, for this thing to be battery, it must be manufactured. So we are saying that that moment, those days in 2024, those days in 2023, when we are going rakato, shakata, we were in the manufacturing plant of the Spirit, creating spiritual batteries. When we do one, we leave it aside. We do one, we leave it aside. So when issues come ahead, we don't jam them and say, hey, what's going to happen? I'm showing you from Scripture. It says it. Let me show you Psalm 32. Psalm 30. You need to see it for yourself. So they say, he's just preaching. I'm just telling you what the Bible says. He says, this is the way the godly operates. Don't just enter 2025 and say, we don't know what happened. We don't know. Look at it there. It is in verse 6. Psalm 32, verse 6. For this shall everyone. I want you to be there. We have a few minutes to close. For this, I want you to be there. Let me know when you are there. Are you there? Church, are you there? Okay, For this shall everyone that is, church, that is godly, do what? Pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be. Surely. So he's not telling you that we are not sure of what's going to happen. He's telling you surely. In the floods of great waters, they shall not come near thee. Can a whole nation get into trouble and some people are preserved? Yes. By the law and the constitution of God. God said if a man will stop and pray, even if it is legitimate and legal, there is a higher law because this man has superimposed a superior spirit, the spirit of life in prayer. Amen. Church, amen. He says the floods of great water. You know what floods are of great water? When flood comes and it's coming to a particular area, does it touch everybody? Yes. He says in the flood of great water, it doesn't come near you. Let's conclude. 1 Peter 3:10. 1 Peter 3:10. He that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil. The context is in verse 9, not rendering evil for evil. So you would watch your lips going forward. Amen. Amen. Not raining, not giving evil for evil, or railing for railing. Then in verse 10, he now tells you, if you will love life and want to see, I'm trying to encourage you to see good days. Amen. Church, don't worry. Come. I'm trying to encourage you. Say, do you? How many people want to see good days? Do you know what to do? Honestly, do you know what to do? Do you know what to do? In the flood of great waters, this one happened in 2035. Yeah. You will be a priest. You would speak. Right? As I even prepared for this meeting, the Lord said, oh, some people are removing their shoes that many others will enter. He's talking about the Spirit. So I know that in the couple of years to come, many ministers of the gospel will be passing on. Right? I know that. Yeah? But you know what? So it just means that we'll give ourselves much more into ensuring that those who need to wear those shoes wear them. Because, as it were, if they don't wear them, a generation will be in problems. But, oh, they will wear them. They will. Amen. Praise God. Church, praise the Lord. So he that would love life and see good days will refrain his lips from evil. From speaking no guile. Say this 2025. No guile. No unbelief. No sickness. You speak vision. You speak wisdom. You speak direction. What do I do when I don't know what to do? I know, I see, I know what to do. Because I want to see it. If I want to see it, he that loves life. I'm giving this to you so you will not say you don't know what to do in 2025. So anytime there's that temptation to speak how you feel, you know you have been told. You know you have been told that you actually have to co-labor with God to create that which is going to be seen. He that will love life. And let me tell you, one of the best times to do your priestly ministry is after you have spoken in tongues for a while, then give yourself the free course. Just like in a meeting like this, then you start to speak. Energy. Blessings. The way of the man in Christ. Rise upon your feet today. Rise upon your feet today. Father, we give you praise. Just bless the name of the Lord.